Never in the field of human conflict was so much owed by so many to so few.
Still gives you goosebumps, doesn't it? The immortal words of Winston Churchill uttered 70 years ago today. A little context here. August 20th, 1940, Adolf Hitler and his Nazi army looked unstoppable. With the U.S. remaining neutral, Great Britain remained the sole protector of Europe. Bombarded by constant air raids by the Luftwaffe in what the Germans called the Battle of Britain, England faced its darkest hour.
The great air battle, which has been in progress over this island for the last few weeks, has recently attained a high intensity.
Today in the UK, they are celebrating the 70th anniversary of that very famous speech. Included in the few Churchill described were a few Americans who, unlike their home country, decided not to remain neutral and flew illegally, I guess, for the Royal Air Force. Here with us now is Alex Kershaw, author of The Few. Good to have you with us on the program.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. That speech is just, it's like the I Have a Dream speech. It's one of those just completely iconic speeches. How is it being remembered in the UK today?
With a great deal of nostalgia. This is the Battle of Britain is the kind of foundation story for modern Britain. It's something that most Brits feel tremendously proud about. Churchill made three or four speeches that summer of 1940, this being the most famous, but his reputation, his legend, if you like, was formed during the summer of 1940 through rhetoric. This speech was made on the 20th of August 1940 and really set the tone for a great victory that came later that fall as the British pilots, less than 3,000 British pilots, fought off the Luftwaffe and preserved democracy in Europe and really defeated Hitler for the first time in the Second World War.
And really set the tone for a remarkable case study in leadership under crisis during the war. Let's listen to that line, never in the field of human conflict, with a little more context in front of it.
The gratitude of every home in our island, in our empire, and indeed throughout the world, except in the abodes of the guilty, goes out to the British airmen who, undaunted by odds, unwearied in their constant challenge and mortal danger, are turning the tide of the world war by their prowess and by their devotion. Never in the field of human conflict was so much owed by so many to so few.
All right, I hate to be provincial here, Alex, but I did mention that there were American pilots in the mix there. Tell us that story. I don't think many people are familiar with it.
Absolutely. There were actually eight Americans who lost their citizenship and faced huge fines and imprisonment if they returned to the U.S., who fought in the Battle of Britain. Two of the eight, were killed during the Battle of Britain. Only one of them, John Haviland, survived the Second World War, and All of these Americans flew at a time when their country was neutral, when, as Churchill said, the Britain was holding the fort while America, half asleep, was preparing to wake up. So, yes, there were Americans involved in the Battle of Britain. And importantly, I should stress that a fifth of the pilots who flew in the Battle of Britain were foreign-born.
Alex Kershaw, author of The Few, thank you for your time this morning.
NYC Now delivers the most up-to-date local news from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. With three updates a day, listeners get breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from across New York City. By sponsoring programming like NYC Now, you'll reach our community of dedicated listeners with premium messaging and an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to get in touch and find out more.